Anna Busch, and here's a new episode of What to Watch, Read, and Listen. This is a podcast for curious people like me, who are always looking for inspiration, forward-thinking ideas, and current trends. Each episode has a specific topic and gives you tons of starting points for your own journey into the English-speaking world. Share your own recommendations on social media using the hashtag WTWRL. With this show, I promise you, you stay curious, you improve your English, and you rock the world. Welcome to episode number 7 of the What to Watch, Read, and Listen podcast. I'm so glad that you are here. Well, it's the last episode of the year, the 7th one. I did 2 interview episodes and 5 solo episodes, and I had a lot of fun, and I know that you all got a long list of things to watch, read, and listen. However, this episode will be different from the normal format of the What to Watch, Read, and Listen podcast. Instead of a list of things to watch, read, and listen, you will actually get to play an active role in this episode. You wonder why and how this works? Well, I'm going to give you a to-do list for the end of the year. And I hope that you are curious now and that you want to know more. So let's dive right in. Today is December 18th. It's only 6 more days until Christmas Eve and about 2 more weeks until the end of the year. The end of the 2010s, which is the end of a decade, and also the beginning of a new decade. For many people, for me as well, the time between the old and the new year is a time to relax and spend time with the family, maybe read a good book or play a fun board game with the whole family. At least that's what it's like at my house over Christmas and until New Year and after New Year. But I also hope that there are moments that you have for yourself where you simply sit still, admire maybe the Christmas ornaments on the Christmas tree, where you lose yourself in the twinkling lights or the candle lights. And this could be a moment in which you look back at your life. What was the past year like? What happened in the last 12 months? How did you feel? What changed? This is a moment of reflection, a moment of self-reflection. And whether this scenario sounds familiar because it's a practice you've been doing for years, or whether you have never really done any self-reflection or anything like that at all, but maybe now you're curious, I have something for you. 10 questions. 10 questions for self-reflection. These questions, I have them for you in English. And if you don't feel comfortable answering them in English, I also have these 10 questions for you in German. I didn't come up with these 10 questions myself, but I discovered them last week in one of my favorite podcasts. It's the 10 Things to Tell You podcast by Laura Tremaine. And she published an episode, it's episode 45 last week, and introduced these 10 questions. And after I listened to this episode, I reached out to Laura and asked her for permission to, well, first of all, to talk about her podcast and these questions on my podcast, and also to share them with you and translate them to German. And Laura wrote back right away, and she is looking forward to our discussion here in Germany. So these 10 questions are meant to make you reflect upon on the last 12 months. And hopefully you will also get some clarity for what you want in the coming year and maybe even in the next decade. So here they are. Question number 1. What were the best parts of 2019? Was it a vacation, a family trip, an event, maybe a workshop or a training you did for work? Was it a new friendship? What was it? What was the best part or the best parts of 2019 for you? Number two, what worked and what didn't work? This is more a question related to organization, daily routines, and logistics. Maybe you tried a new morning routine. Did it work or didn't it? Maybe you tried a new schedule for your kids in the afternoon. Did it work or did it not? Vacation planning or meal planning, a diet decision, anything that comes to mind related to organization and logistics has a space in this answer. What were the best conversations you had this year? This is the third question. What were the best conversations I had this year? With whom? And when? What was the topic? Which conversations had a lasting effect? Were they good conversations? Were they hard and difficult conversations? What was the outcome? Number four. What was a discovery for you this year? Did you learn anything new? Maybe you started listening to podcasts. Maybe this podcast introduced you to a whole new world of things to learn and people to follow and how you spent your free time. Maybe you went on a social media break and never came back. What did you discover for you this year? Number five. Who was the most influential to me this year? Was it an actual person who you know in your real life? Or maybe it's someone you admire from a distance. Who had an influence on you this year? Number six. That's a more light question and also a question that you could talk about at the family dinner table or at the New Year's party you're having with friends. So number six is, what was the best entertainment I consumed this year? Which movies, which TV shows did you enjoy? Did you read any good books? Did you listen to any good podcasts? Did you visit a show or a musical, a theater play? What was the best entertainment you consumed this year? And I'm more than happy to share my best entertainment with you. So my favorite TV show is The Morning Show. It's with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. It airs on Apple Plus. The first three episodes, I think, are for free, and after that you have to sign up for Apple Plus, which I willingly did because I really enjoy this show. And there's a new episode released every Friday. So tomorrow, no, in 2 days is Friday, and I'm already really excited for the new episode. The best book I read this year is Maybe You Should Talk to Someone from... It's written by Laurie Gottlieb. It's a memoir, an autobiography. Laurie Gottlieb is a therapist, and in her book she provides a perspective on therapy from both sides of the therapist's couch. So on the one hand, she is the therapist, and she describes sessions with her clients to us, and on the other hand, she is the patient, the client herself, because she has a hard relationship breakup, and she is dealing with some serious stuff that she is going to therapy for, and that's really entertaining and insights insightful. I learned a lot, and that was really the best book I read this year. And if you want to know more of my favorite books, I can highly recommend you to listen to the next episode of my other podcast, the Hey Book Lovers podcast, in which my co-host Kati and I share the best books that we read in 2019. And this episode will be released at the end of the year as well. And the best podcast, well, entertainment podcast that I consumed last year is the podcast. It's a fictional podcast and it's called Passenger List. And it's really good. But don't listen to it when you are about to board a plane or are traveling on the plane anytime soon. Then it's not for you. But if you need something to listen to over the holidays that keeps you busy and distracted and you just want to know what's going to happen next, then this podcast is for you. And let's come back to the last 1, 2, 3, 4 questions. Those questions are all more personal, and you might want to answer them in more private, maybe in your journal. Question number 7 is, who or what am I letting go of this year? Number 8, what behaviors do I want to change? Number 10, where did my beliefs shift? Oh, that was number 9. And number 10, who do I want to be? Yeah, so these were the 10 questions for the end of the year. And I think that these prompts, they are a very good mix of more light and fluffy questions and others that go really deep and are very thoughtful and that you might need to sit on for a couple of hours, maybe a couple of days. So starting on December 20th, which is Friday this week, Laura will be posting these questions on her Instagram account. So if you are up for an English end of the year challenge, please go to Laura's Instagram account and join the project there. I will link to Laura's podcast and also her Instagram in the show notes. And of course, I invite you to listen to Laura's podcast episode number 45 as well to get even more explanations and background information on this end of the year project. But you might want to answer most of these questions more privately because the answers are really personal. At least this is what it feels like for me. And that's why I designed a worksheet for you. There is a German worksheet where I translated all these questions to German. And there's also one in English. And you can download both documents on my website. I will link to this blog post in the show notes. And that gives you the option, or you can choose then the option that feels right for you. So you might want to do it in English and write down your answers, or in German. You might want to go public on social media, and please feel free to do that on Laura's Instagram account. Or you might want to use my worksheet or write in your journal. You might want to discuss these questions with your partner or friends, or you might simply sit with these questions in a quiet corner of your house with a view of the Christmas tree, or maybe in your favorite coffee shop. So please choose the option that feels right for you. And I can promise you that you will learn something about yourself. And I'm also pretty sure that you will be able to start the new decade with more focus and clarity. So have fun with this project and enjoy the holidays. Thank you so much for listening. In this busy and noisy world of information overload, it really means the world to me that you make a conscious decision to listen to my voice and my words. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of you. I want you guys to use my recommendations as starting points for your own list of favorite shows, podcasts, books, and more. If you decide to share your discoveries and takeaways from this episode on social media, please tag me personally or use the hashtag WTWRL. I'm mostly on Instagram these days at Tina_Busch, and you can find me on LinkedIn too. I am Tina Busch, and you just listened to the What to Watch, Read and Listen podcast. You can find the show notes and older episodes at tinabusch.com/podcast. And you can follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn at Tina Busch. Thanks for listening. Now go and rock the world. I'll see you next time. Bye.